little surfer, a little one, a man my heart come all undone. Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me, surfer girl? I've watched you from the shore, I stand in my ocean's roar. Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? We can ride all the surf together. While our love will grow in my woody, I will take you everywhere I know. So I see from me to you, I will make your dreams come true. Do you love me?
Stand by Earth Man. I couldn't believe it. The rest of us were wasting our time with Captain Beefheart, Velvet Underground, all that stuff. Well, these hillbillies doing country music had done postmodern before the rest of us had even gotten to neoclassical modern. My mind cracked. About a year later, maybe two, I heard what was obviously a cover version, except they had changed the chorus to be "Stand By Your Man." And I thought, man, these people, they're so far ahead of the rest of us. They've done a double flip around sort of thing here. It wasn't until many years later, not so long ago, I was at a party of many rock stars selling millions of records. But I was the one everybody wanted to talk to, because I am David Thomas, legend. No. So I was hanging out in the corner, and there was many famous people lapping at my every word, buying me drinks, and I was telling them what it was like to be at the cutting edge of surfing the moment. And things got around to country music, and I'm really barely only able to deal with this embarrassment at this point, because in my moment of pride and arrogance, I was brought low. I found out that song had always been "Stand By Your Man." It had never been "Stand By Earthman." But I wasn't disappointed, no. Because these hillbillies had done a triple switch around sort of thing with me. And I was proud. Okay, fine. Fine. I'll get to the point. We live in Fortean times. We live in the beginning of a voodoo age of magic, superstition, and ignorance. We are the last generation that will ever know what it was like to live in an enlightened world. 20 years from now, if we're all still here, you'll dandle your grandchildren on your knees, and you'll tell them stories of the golden age of the 90s. 1996 was a good year. You'll tell them about how in 1996 you didn't have to wear personal laser-guided backpack protection systems. You could leave the windows open. Cows were animals. And your grandchildren will look at you and they'll think you're crazy. And in that moment, you'll think back to when you were a child and your grandparents were telling you about the golden old days, and you looked at them and you thought that they were crazy. That's the heritage to be passed on from generation to generation, an echo of pain through time. But it'll be too late, because your parents will be long dead and no one will understand you. So, I want to talk to the ladies in the audience now. Paribu once opened for Kool & the Gang. Paribu did a tour opening for Kool & the Gang. And every night, Mr. Kool would come out and say, "I want to talk to the ladies in the audience." And we'd all be backstage going, "Yeah. I wish we weren't serious underground rock avant-garde legends. I wish we could go out there on stage and say, I want to talk to the ladies in the audience. Ladies, look at your man. I want you to stand by. Stand by. Stand by. much. Good night.